These boys might say bad words. So proceed with caution.
Time five, so cliche. Time 3's too few. Time 10's too many. What the hell we gonna do? Gotta keep it real when it comes to the topics. Hope you're all ready. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six.
I'll be your dream. I'll be your wish. I'll be your fantasy.
Yeah, I'm truly, madly, deeply excited about this episode.
Love me, say that you love me, fool me, fool me.
Jordy, remember that scene in Hot Fuzz with that song?
That's exactly what I was just thinking.
Because of Romeo and Juliet, the Leo version. And whenever they would kill themselves in the play, you know, because like several characters do, they just held a fake gun up and went, bang! And then they were like, love me,
say that you love me, fool me, fool me. Shout out to the Cardigans. Will it make the top six love songs list?
Shout out to Billy Shakespeare, too, the OG.
Heck yeah, I think that song's too fast to be a true love song. So what's happening, everybody? Top six podcast boys back in action. I am Dustin, joined by my two younger brothers, Jordan and Chad. Say hello, lover boys.
How's it going, guys and gals? Love you guys and gals.
Hola.
Oh, shit. He busted out the guitar.
Hola.
Ooh, that's awesome. So, Weasel.
Don't get your hopes up, everybody.
Weasel's got his guitar. Quick shout out to all of our new Twitter followers. We're over 1,000 now. So, that's just awesome. So thank you so much for engaging with us and listening to our podcast. So if you're first time listener, we each have a top six list. We're going to bust it out. Top six love songs this episode. And then we'll ultimately come to a top six love songs ultimate list. And the great thing about this is you can tweet at us and let us know what your list is. Hashtag top six challenge, baby. Do it up.
Engage. Added that extra out of that cliche top five just for you. Because, you know, it feels right, you know. So let us know your top six of whatever we cover. So I think it's great.
Damn right. So we are going over the top six love songs. So this brought back a lot of memories as well, mainly to a lot of high school dances back in the late 90s, early 2000s for me and Jord. And Chad, you were a little bit later, so your list might be a little different, but just a lot of solid love songs. And, you know, there's a lot of songs out there about banging. There's a lot of songs out there about heartbreak. You know, love songs can span quite a, you know, cast a wide net.
That's true. That is so true. And I think, yeah, just because it's about love, that could mean a positive thing, could mean a negative thing. They get the lover in the end. They don't. It's all technically love. But, yeah, it was hard to narrow it down for sure because some are timeless. Doesn't matter when you were born. But, yeah, I'm excited to see what you guys picked for sure because I don't know how much crossover we'll have, but we'll see.
Awesome. And I've got, so if we need expert opinions, I do have a couple people that are going to be able to provide some expertise. They're local high school dance experts. You know, my buddies, Josh McNeil and Tom Nasto. I can tap into them if we need confirmation on this stuff. So to let you know, if you hear different voices, I'll let you guys know in this episode. That's, again, that's local high school dance experts, Tom Nasto and Josh McNeil. So just to let you guys know.
We're privileged to have their assistance, you know?
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. George, do you remember your first slow dance at all or no?
No, I don't actually remember that. It might have been at one of my Halloween parties that I had growing up in elementary school. I know Mom used to decorate the hell out of the living room area there, and we used to throw some sweet-ass dance parties during Halloween and actually Valentine's Day, too.
All right.
So it was probably...
Right. Yeah, I don't remember mine either.
Might have been like a... I don't even know. It was maybe a Casey and JoJo song.
Ooh, maybe making an appearance here on someone's list. All right, so let's get started. If this is your first time coming onto the show, Jordy, the middle brother, asked me and Chad, the youngest and oldest brothers, a trivia question to see who gets to start their top six list first. So with that being said, Jordy, hopefully you've gotten better at these. Go ahead.
All right, Dusty. I hope Chad wins this one. All right, guys. You ready?
Yep.
All right. What killed over 2,000 people in Johnstown, Pennsylvania in 1889?
Flood.
Chad gets it. Chad can.
Yep. That greedy bastard, Andrew Carnegie, and his it wasn't necessarily his fault, but they had a dam or factory. What was his name? Flick? Fick? Something like that. Dick, maybe? I don't know. But yeah, they ruined a bunch of lives. History question. I like it. Didn't expect that shit from a Love Songs episode.
Hey, I knew the answer. I just didn't. I let you have that.
See,
one.
See, I thought you'd at least go with Titanic, if anything, you know. Damn. Because, you know, that all happened, you know, Leo. And
yeah.
That was so, a true story, right?
Yeah, a lot of people lost their loved ones, so that's why I picked it for this episode.
Damn.
All right, cool. So, Chad, you're up first, so let me plug Twitter real quick. We got at Top6Pod on Twitter. You know, and we haven't really – we've never – I can't remember asking for this in previous episodes, but if you've got an iPhone and you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, if you could be so kind to go and leave us a review – that'd be awesome. A 5-star review. That'd be great if you really like the show. If you don't, leave us a shit review. I don't give a
fuck. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just say something. I know because I recently a podcast that I enjoy called Graveyard Tales. You know, they want their listeners to just leave a review, and they discovered that it doesn't really matter what you say. Apple really likes when you leave a comment of any kind. So you can say whatever the hell you want. And yeah, it'll help us out.
Heck yeah. And Chad, I'm full of facts right now. Did you guys know that Andrew Carnegie vowed to give away all of his money, but he couldn't do it fast enough because all of the interest that accrued was so massive he could not.
Man,
do
I
it.
Hate when that happens.
Damn, you knew that, but you didn't know the trivia question.
I knew it.
You didn't know it.
Shout out to Anthony Flint for giving me that fact just yesterday. I retain knowledge like a sponge. Chad, top six love songs.
All right, buddy.
All
right. So, Dusty, it sounds like you're kind of going with that era that, you know, that you grew up with. Maybe it resonated with you at a dance or something. I might have one or two on here like that, but that timeless aspect where it kind of plows through generations. And speaking of time, number six is Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper.
Ooh,
I'm a big fan of the lop. I lap lop up, let me tell you.
Damn, speaking of plowing, that's the first song. Never mind.
All right, nice. Yeah, hell yeah. We know where you were going with that.
That's the first time I plowed snow was to that song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, Cyndi Lauper. Tell you what, one of my guilty pleasures is Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I fucking love that song. I don't know why I do.
Dude, it's a banger. Feel good. Party anthem. I love it.
Is she underrated? I don't know. I have no idea.
She had two or three hits. That's about it. She made a nice appearance in WWF in the 80s.
True Colors was great. But yeah, Time After Time. Beautiful song. Number six. Number five. I actually didn't bust out this guitar for nothing here, boys. Here we go. So this is kind of a more recent one. Let's see if I can mess this up. All right.
Chris Stapleton.
Yep. Used to spend my nights out in a ballroom. Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton. Probably one of the smoothest songs I've ever heard. And the singer, the narrator, whatever you want to call it, is down on their luck. They used to spend their nights in a bar room, found the bottom of a bottle always dry.
The song has heart. The song has soul. You can really feel his pain and his frustration, his sincerity, all of it.
Yep. And Jordy, you and I have been throwing each other some modern day country songs. And
yeah, we've been going back and forth with some playlists.
Yeah, it's good. You gave me an Eric Church starter pack, which I really appreciated.
Yes, and you gave me a Sturgill Simpson starter pack, and I greatly appreciate that.
Yep, you went to the Sturgy, and I went to church. And
you know, Chad, I say we collaborate for Chris Stapleton starter
pack. We really should, because tell you what, Tennessee Whiskey will be right at the top of that. It's such a great song.
All right, yeah. Hit me up this weekend, and we'll get that going.
We'll get a nice – yep.
Hey, guys, I would do that for you, but I don't have an iPhone. I'll send you a Garth starter pack.
No, I already have enough Garth in my catalog, so thanks.
Oh, okay. What about Morgan Wallen?
No, thank you.
Yeah, okay, no, yeah, screw that guy. But we love Chris Stapleton. Hell yeah. No, Tennessee Whiskey, number five. Number four, 2000s. Again, smooth. Actually, when I was listening to this, I heard a perfect combination of like Marvin Gaye, soul, Elton John, and hip hop. So that might sound weird, but when I say the name of the song, I think you'll get it. It's Fallen by Alicia Keys.
It's dude, good song.
So many
bro.
Elements. It's just so much soul, and it's so smooth. And falling in and out of love with you. I mean, it's like in and out of love. That's real love. It's like when you might disagree with your loved one, you know, often, but then you love them again. It's like, okay, yeah, this is the one for me. So it's just a cool approach, I guess. That's number four, Fallen. Number three, I kept singing this earlier. I just couldn't stop singing it. It's Your Song by Elton John. Oh.
And you can tell anybody.
Yeah.
Song.
I mean, just the way it's all so right. natural, like, it's a little bit funny.
This feeling inside.
Yeah, it's so good.
Hey, before you move further, so on Twitter, Dad just tweeted at us at the Top Six Pod, and I don't want to spoil anything, but I wrote, I want to stand with you on a mountain. I want to bathe with you in the blank. And he wrote Evergreen by Barbara Streisand.
Not even close, Dad.
I don't. Well, it's not even following what I wanted to see from it. But anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Your song, Elton John. Hell yeah. Number two. All right. Now we're getting. This is 100% impactful for me and my relationship with my wife. You know, we started dating in 2013. This song was popping. Adorn by Miguel.
Nice.
If you haven't heard it, go out, listen to it. I don't go out and listen. You don't have to go anywhere. You can just grab your phone. Jeez. Go out to your local diner and request Miguel.
I'm going to have to do that because I don't think I've ever heard that
song. Wow.
I think I did listen to it once and I thought it was boring.
Wow, what a loser.
There's a video on YouTube where Miguel, circa 2013 or something, right when the song was big, he's got like a hoodie on, he's on the radio, and they ask him to sing the song. It's like he's not even ready, and he's like hunched over a desk, and he just sings this song. It's so smooth and so good. There's just so many ways that he's saying I love you in this song, and it's perfect. I think. All right, number one, nice. Son of a Bitch, shout out. This was I'm pretty sure this was a number one before. For 1993, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. I mean, come on.
Ooh. We also got to give credit to Dolly Parton. She was the original artist, and she knocked it out of the park,
Whitney,
too. That song gives me chills, too.
Like,
but I think Whitney took it to a whole other level.
Yeah.
But Dolly Parton crushed it too.
Oh, for sure. The reason why I liked this one, and I didn't want, I kind of set out like, all right, love songs, I get it. I'm not gonna put that one number one. Like, that's just too cliche, whatever. And honestly, I don't even know if I love it. But I like listened to it because I was during my research, and I just heard her just like, and just all the hairs on my fucking arm and neck stood up. And I was just like, shit. I mean, what do you like? Yeah, it's like saying Vince Carter's dunk's not a 10. It's like, oh shit, it is.
And I think The Bodyguard played a little role in that too. Hunky Kevin Costner.
Yep, same birthday as
Whitney
me.
Houston's relationship.
Shout out. Oh, January 18th, Kevin Costner. Same birthday.
Nice. I got Peyton Manning, The Undertaker.
Chris Bosh,
the dinosaur.
Oh wow. I got Bill Murray.
Oh damn, that's awesome.
Bill Murray. And you got Snoop Dogg. And McNeil.
And one of our local high school dance experts, Josh McNeil, shares a birthday with me. All right, Weasel, run it back. I have something to add.
I'll run it back for you. Time after time, Cyndi Lauper, number 6. Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton, number 5. Number 4, Fallen by Alicia Keys. Number 3, This Is Your Song by Elton John. Number 2, Adorn by Miguel. And number 1, And I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Jordy, before you do yours, Whitney Houston had the best rendition of the national anthem before a Super Bowl, in my opinion. And Eric Church did it this year. The country
Dude, with
star.
Jasmine Sullivan. They crushed it. I loved it. It was
good.
Yeah,
and he did it. He did a different type. He did his guitar. And I saw a bunch of old boomers filling their diapers on Twitter that they didn't like.
Oh, what? Course. Why?
Can't please everybody.
Man. Yeah, it's just like, you know, they need to, it needs to sound the same every single time.
I just edited the Groundhog Day pre-show, the virtual pre-show, helped produce that for the guys in the top hats and obviously Punxsutawney Phil, he's the boss. But Brett Eldridge did the national anthem for that. He like recorded it in his, must have been his like foyer, one of his foyers or something. But it just in his house, it sounded great. I think country artists definitely, I mean, you have that Americana angle of the national anthem. It's like a folk song. So it's perfect for them.
Heck yeah. Awesome. Hey, Chad, there's some surprises that I didn't expect on your list. So, Jordy, let's see if there's any crossover here, bud. Take it away.
All right, guys, here we go. I'm diving in number 6. If you guys have seen Schitt's Creek, you're going to know this one. Do-do-do.
Okay.
Oh. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Always Be My Baby, Mariah Carey.
Huh.
We were as one, babe, for a moment in
time. Well, now I know we belong together.
You love Mariah Carey.
It's going to be on your list.
Like, you love her.
Because of our M&M claw or whichever one.
Yeah, that's not even a top 6 Mariah song, but that's a whole nother topic. Okay, guys, number 5. Dusty was talking about this artist a little bit ago. Ooh, such a sexy song. Like a Wrecking Ball, Eric Church.
Ooh.
Uh-oh, we got some country. Country battle coming.
I love that song, but
it's sexual for sure, but it's just passionate. You miss your girl, you just get right to it because you love her so much.
Yeah, they're demoing their house by fucking everywhere, basically.
Dude, we need a song like that on the list. Just getting right to it, down to the nitty gritty.
It's so like, yeah, he just sounds so like, and he's all to make it. I love it. It's all a good song.
Chad, good pick. We got some crossover right here. Number 4, Miguel Adorn. Dude, that's such a great song. Dusty, you have to revisit that song.
Baby, these lips.
Well done. Beautiful.
Can't wait to taste your skin.
Dude, he kind of reminds me of... sort of reminds me of Prince. He's definitely influenced by Prince.
Yeah.
But speaking of songs about fucking, I tried to look for a Prince one, but that's pretty much all his songs are about. Just fucking. Well, I love Prince. He's one of my favorite artists. But in terms of like sweet songs, there's one or two, but mostly they're about getting right to it.
Yeah, getting steamy.
I mean, yeah, steamy, sweaty.
I feel like his whole house was a steam room.
That's from all the pancakes he made and sex he had.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, guys. Man. Also, we're talking crossover here. We're talking Derrick Rose crossover 2011. I got Elton John, your song.
Oh. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Hell yeah.
That's a damn good song.
All right, guys. This one might throw you off guard here. Number two. Whew. Ain't no mountain high enough.
I was close to putting that on there. I mentioned Marvin Gaye.
Dude, timeless. You're talking about timeless. That's timeless. 2021, mm-hmm. Still bumping it. Ain't no
mountain. I didn't know that was a love song until our research assistant.
Gene knows her shit.
It doesn't come across as a love song.
Dusty, listen to the lyrics. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low to keep me from getting to you, babe.
Yeah, but Tina Turner sings better than Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Dude.
Listen, I'm ashamed I didn't put a duet on my list. I almost felt obligated. Like that's like the whole idea of love is like sharing your life with somebody. And I'm like, shit, I didn't even put a duet on my list. But that's...
Yeah, we need a duet, so that's going to make it. It's a Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. And she crushes it in the song. They're both great. Great chemistry. They work so well together. It meshes. It's a beautiful song.
Jordy, I thought when you said Schitt's Creek, the first song that comes to my head was simply The Best by Tina Turner. I'm on a Tina Turner.
Yeah, you're right. A Tina boy, aren't you? Yeah, well,
hey.
During their wedding, I think it's one of their vows. They sing Always Be My Baby by Mariah.
Yeah, it's... Oh,
yeah.
Really?
All Dusty, right. Well, what's your love one? Got to do with it? All right. Nothing.
All right, guys. Stefan Marbury, crossover time. Whitney Houston / Dolly Parton, I Will Always Love You. Number one.
Whew.
You guys had more crossover than I thought you were gonna.
Damn.
There's one crossover on my list. This should be fun. So Jordy,
I didn't
run,
take it back to the high school back. Dance days. I mean, I went for more like the timeless songs. I mean, right. Elementary well, school era was sort of Always Be My Baby. I don't know if that's like a slow song, though. That'd be kind of awkward to slow dance to that one.
Yeah, it's not a
but
slow song.
It speaking of my first dance, I kind of remember it might have been Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
I hate that song. That would be on my top six worst
songs. All right, we're going to do that.
I'm surprised. I'm
Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time and Roxanne.
Yeah, well,
Police.
I'm surprised you didn't put the freaking Aerosmith Armageddon song.
Oh, that's one of my that's top six worst songs. Top six worst song ever.
Dude, we were moving our Grandpa Barney into the house, and that song came on the radio, and we were carrying something together. You stopped. Ran up the stairs and like changed the radio station.
Dude, it's so fucking
and I had
corny
to wait.
And overly sentimental, overly cheesy and corny. Same with that movie, Armageddon. I just want to punch Ben Affleck in the face and ruin the whole plot.
And let the earth explode.
Yeah, let everyone die.
All right, Jordy, run them back.
All right, guys. Number six, Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby. Number five, I've been gone alone. Eric Church, Like a Wrecking Ball. Number four, Miguel Adorn. Number three, Elton John, Your Song. Number two, Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. And number one, I Will Always Love You.
All right, awesome. You know, I've got one crossover song on both of your lists. And it's pretty high, so I'm thinking that that's going to fight for number one.
I'm thinking it's your song by Elton. You were praising that. High praise.
Well, fucking Miguel is not on
Miguel,
my list.
That's such a great song. You have to revisit it. I'm telling you, revisit that cut.
I don't have to do anything. I have to take a piss. I don't have to listen to that song.
Culture yourself. Listen to Miguel.
All right. My turn. Top six love songs, rapid fire edition. I also have a, you know, just something to ask you guys. Jordy, Chad's not going to know. Jordy, I have a question for you because I'll do it after my list. Number six, top six love songs, My Girl by the Temptations. Oh. Number five, I'll Stand By You by the Pretenders. Number four, Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. Number three, Back at One by Brian McKnight. Number two, I Hope You Don't Mind.
Yep, I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Your Song by Elton John. And number one, I can't believe you guys don't have this on your list. Probably the sexiest song created, I'll Make Love to You by
Boyz II Men. That was on my short list.
All right, so let me run them back real quick in case you guys didn't hear it. Number six, my girl, talking about my girl by the Temptations. Number five, I'll Stand By You by the Pretenders. Number four, Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran. Number three, Back at One, Brian McKnight. Number two, Your Song by Elton John. And number one, I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men. All right, so question, Jordy. Do you remember, so 1994 was when I'll Make Love to You came out. So we were well in high school, and that song was popular. It ran its time. But I can't ever remember the DJs playing that song at high school dances. I think it was too sexual.
It'd be like playing Like a Wrecking Ball at a high school dance now. You just don't cross that line. Yeah. I mean.
Well, that's why I want to bring in our local high school dance experts, Tom Nasto and Josh McNeil, to confirm or deny, just to check the validity of I'll Make Love to You being played at our high school dances back in the late 90s.
I do not recall hearing I'll Make Love to You.
Give us a second. Let's check. Stand by.
Yes, Dusty. I can confirm that particular song that you were talking about was played at our high school dance, so I can attest to that.
Back in high school, we definitely slow danced to I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men. I can guarantee it. I'll George Foreman guarantee it.
All right, Josh, Tom, thank you so much for your local high school dance expertise. Boys, you heard them. I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men was, in fact, played at high school dances in the late 90s and early 2000s. So that's, I mean, come on. It's a sexy song, but it's not very.
He's trying to mack on a chaperone or something. Good for him or her.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So we're not going to do an ad break. Unofficial sponsor, Always Sheets. Unofficial sponsor, Black Rifle Coffee. I'm making them our unofficial sponsor, even though I haven't tried it yet. I'm going to try it tomorrow morning. Our official sponsor is CVB Media, who our own top six boy, the Weasel, Chad, he's the founder, the CEO, the president. He runs that shit. So I want to give him a chance to pimp his business right now.
Yes. CVB Media, appreciate it. We love sponsoring the show. We love being part of the show. Do a bunch of videos. Like I said earlier in this episode, we just produced the pre-show for the virtual Groundhog Day 2021. Can't have 30,000 people in one place at the moment. So we were happy to organize a little pre-show for those fellas in the top hat and also Punks Tony Phil. So hell of a client. And I'm proud to sponsor this show. It's great. And, you know, thank you for the floor.
Absolutely. Chad, I'm proud of you. You did a good job. It was pretty sweet. Those guys, the two guys that are the MCs, seem like they're actually pretty good
That's what they do. So, Dan Moonshine McGinley and Dave Thunder Conductor Gelati. They they're the top, the top of the top. I mean, they know how to entertain a crowd in freezing cold weather. We're talking about February 2nd in Western Pennsylvania, as Bill Murray says in Groundhog Day, Western Pennsylvania, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, they're not moving the date. Moonshine said it well in one piece, in one interview, where he's like, we're not moving this thing to June 10th. We have to keep people there for hours in the freezing cold, and they do it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
No, speaking of love songs, by the way, I'm sorry, I just realized this. They do a lot of parody songs. And one love song that I came across in my research was I Just Wanna Use Your Love Tonight, right? They did a parody song of that, you know, Groundhog Day edition, where they're like, I just wanna use your gloves tonight. Genius. Don't sleep till Punxsie.
Nice.
That's another one.
Nice. Awesome. Well, hey, I think he listens to the podcast, but our old buddy Vince Tornado out in Ohio, he has gone to Punxsie a couple times, and he was pumped to learn that you were involved with the filming and stuff. He's got his own media company out in Ohio, so he was pumped about that. So that's cool. All right, boys, so let's tackle this top six love songs ultimate list. There's one song that stands out that's on all three of our lists, and that's Your Song by Elton John. We got a number two, a number three, and a number three. You guys want to make that number one?
No, I Will Always Love You has to be number one. Chad and I both have it at number one. Wait, can I mention some songs that just missed the cut? All right, yeah, I got to give some love to Method Man featuring Mary J. Blige, I Need. Such a sweet love song right there. Also, Something by the Beatles. If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys. How's It Going Down by DMX. 21 Questions, 50 Cent, Nate Dogg. I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner. I'll Make Love to You, Boys to Men. And Keep On Loving You, REO Speedwagon. And also, two of the creepiest stalker songs, Hey Lover by LL Cool J featuring Boys to Men, and Every Breath You Take by The Police. Talk about creepy.
Yeah, The Police are terrible. So did you have a DMX song?
Yeah, How's
in
It
there?
Going Down by DMX.
God, that's just a
listen to the lyrics, Dust. I'm telling you, you have to revisit that one and listen to Miguel.
I had one that didn't make my list because of the lyrics. They weren't quite like in line with a love song. It's more like heartbreak. And I'm pretty sure it was a previous number one. And actually, I can do an absolutely terrible rendition on the guitar real quick. Ready? See if you guys get it.
All right.
Careless Whisper.
Oh, my fingers hurt.
Chad, I'm surprised you didn't have Fell in Love with a Girl by the White Stripes.
No, that's about cheating on a girl, dude. Because Bobby said it fine. He don't consider it cheating now.
But he fell in love with a girl, though.
Yeah, I guess you can love people and still cheat on them. No, you can't. Let's move on.
All right, so I can't go on in this episode without mentioning Casey and JoJo.
That's a good one, too.
Our local high school dance expert, Josh McNeil, I'm not going to, poke fun at him. That was him and his high school girlfriend's song. She'll remain nameless. But that's every time I hear that song, I think of you, Josh. So some ones that just missed my list, maybe not just, but ones that I considered. So the one from Ghost, Unchained Melody, the old song, very slow. And I don't know. It's kind of weird too, but I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
Nice.
Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars. Nothing Compares to You. Wonderful Tonight. Truly Madly Deeply by Savage Garden is a good one. And then my wedding song was Fall by Clay Walker. Not a well-known song, but it's a very good love song. Sorry, research assistant, I didn't make the list, but that's our song. That's your song and my song. That's our song.
Hey, Chad, also, I thought that you would have had Hurdy Gurdy Man on
your
list.
No.
I just kidding. That's like the anti-love song,
I think,
isn't it?
All the victims of serial
me of Zodiac
that just... weren't caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's disgusting. I wonder what mom and dad's wedding song was.
1979?
I don't know what I forget.
Probably.
Do you like pina coladas?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm okay with putting "I Will Always Love You"
number one.
Your song number
Queen
two.
Of the Winter, Whitney. Wow.
All right, your song number two.
Three's got to be Miguel then.
No,
Adore.
All right, hold on,
Dusty.
Hold on.
I'm telling you, listen to Adore.
Jordy. Let's.
Yeah, we have to
Miguel
have a duet on there. Ain't no mountain
three.
High enough.
All right, he's my like. He's high on my list.
No, he doesn't.
Because, like, I love, you know.
Well, fight for him, Chess.
But I just want to see him on the list. And I think he's going to make it. That's all I want.
I really want to see I'll Make Love to You.
We'll
throw
it at
number
six.
It
was on my short
list. Top six boy bands.
Yeah, Chad. Boy bands were played at high school dances. Well, I guess Boys to Men was too, but. That's more of a sexual song. Boy bands weren't that sexual.
I don't know. What about Dirty Pop? That's pretty sexual.
That was their later career. That was a later stage in their career.
All right. So Boys to Men's not a boy band.
No, they're R&B soul.
So yeah, I don't want. I think Miguel should be number six.
Bullshit.
You can't put Miguel.
Yes, you can. You can do with that song. I mean, you can put Adorn above that song for sure. If you heard it.
All right, I'll put it at five.
All right, whatever.
Boys
as long
right.
as you say
six.
They're a boy band.
No, they're not a boy band though. But it can still be number six. But we have to get a duet in there. We have to have one.
What about I'll Stand By You is a damn good song. So is Back at
No,
by
that's
Brian
too corny. Too Hallmark movie.
Oh, bullshit.
Wait, all right, hold on.
No.
The Pretenders, Dusty. That was the first one that you just mentioned. What was the second one? Oh, yeah, definitely
Back
the Pretenders
one.
One's
Brian
way better
McKnight.
Than that, dude.
Chad, I think maybe correct me if I'm wrong. Have I heard you complain about Thinking Out Loud?
No,
by Ed
it's
Sheeran
not because I've
heard,
too
it too much.
It's because it's he.
Did he rip
I don't
want to
say ripped it off, but he took from "Let's Get It On," wow, baby. Let's get it on. It's the same exact chords. And Marvin Gaye's family, I honestly don't really want to talk about them that much because they actually sit around just wait to sue people, which is the point because they sued Ed Sheeran, I believe for like $100 million or something and won, or maybe they didn't win. I don't know. But when you really listen to them back to back, Let's Get It On and Thinking Out Loud, it's like, oh shit. He took that shit for sure. But it's still a good song.
Or maybe the producer took it.
I almost put Let's Get It on there, but it's a sweaty humping song. So it kind of, that's a different episode probably coming up. Just Prince
six sweaty
is the entire top
songs. just the word Prince, 1 through 6. All right. So I'm going to fight for this a little bit because I think this is a cool piece of information that I found out about My Girl by the Temptations. Hear me out, okay? Smokey Robinson wrote it. He said he wrote it with not one specific girl in mind, but to all women everywhere.
Yeah.
That's cool. You know? Jordy, it sounds like you don't like
not
that
as
song.
Much as Ain't No Mountain High.
Oh, I was wondering when you're listen, that's the best baby. Argument you could have come up with, Jordy.
Ain't no mountain high.
Hold on.
Ain't
you can't
no
just sing it and
low.
Be like, that's the reason why it's better. Dusty gave a cool little backstory, you know? What do you got?
Well, I don't have a backstory. It's just a great duet. It's such a sweet song. Look at all the lyrics in the song.
Jordy, I have an argument for you against me. Ready? That song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, is going to be probably mentioned in next week's episode, top six Denzel Washington movies, because of a movie that I'm thinking
yeah,
of.
Yeah, me
right
too.
Now, called
But
Remember the Titans. So that
but
was
But there's also
cool.
a movie called My Girl, which is not as good as Remember the Titans, so
yeah, Macaulay Culkin dies of
Yeah, so days. I can't make the list then. It cannot make the list.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Chad, don't watch it. Well, you can watch it, but
yeah, I think it's on.
Yeah,
I think it's on
Culkin,
Disney Plus.
He dies of beast.
Isn't it on Disney Plus? I think.
And I don't know, but the girl in it, she was in Veep. She was the vice president's like assistant something. But all right, so we need number three and four. Ain't No Mountain High Enough. I like that song. So I'm
My
okay
Girl's good though. Shout out to My Girl. Great concept. All right, I mean.
All right, so we need one more.
Run it
one
back
more song.
Let's
more
see if we're
song.
Missing an era or something.
All right, so we've got the ultimate top six love songs. Number one, I Will Always Love You. Number two, Your Song. Number three, Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Travis Terman. Number four, blank. Number five, Miguel Adorn. Number six,
we don't have any
2000s. I'll Make Love to You by Boys to Men.
That's got to be Craig David. That's
or
7 Days.
Or Fallen by Alicia Keys.
Or if I...
Jordy, that wasn't on
anybody's
list.
If I Got
list.
You by Alicia Keys. I think that's a sweeter song.
Ooh, yeah.
Or Tennessee Whiskey.
Or Wrecking Ball.
I think Tennessee Whiskey's got it over Wrecking Ball.
Yeah, I'll concede
play
with Wrecking
it.
Ball. That's more of in there. Let's Get It On territory.
I like a Wrecking Ball as a song better, but I like Tennessee Whiskey. But Like a Wrecking Ball is just about sweaty bang. It belongs in sweaty bang
category.
Yeah.
Same with
yeah.
Same with Let's
yeah.
Get It On.
I mean,
yeah.
it's yeah.
And maybe also Sexual Healing.
Oh yeah, he's got quite a few. Marvin Gaye, he's got the sweaties. For sure.
So do you guys know who Chip Gaines is? The guy that remodels houses on, like,
vaguely.
Garden? All right. Well, some of the listeners are probably going to know Chip Gaines. I guarantee you his favorite song is Like a Wrecking Ball.
Oh, absolutely. He just gets a massive hard on whenever he sees a house he can destroy.
He loves
Damn,
demo days.
He freaking
when they're doing the remodels,
that
drywall,
so. Probably.
Oh, God.
Yep.
All right, so we're doing Tennessee Whiskey. All right, so we got our ultimate top six love songs list, folks. Thank you for sticking around. We got number one, ultimate top six love songs, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, Your Song by Elton John, Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tolly Tardy.
Tammy
number
Terrell.
Four. Yeah. Number four, Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton, Miguel Adorn. Number six, I'll Make Love to You by Boys to Men. So, Chad, you got your guitar. Why don't you take us
shit.
Out with
All
some
right,
Tennessee
here we go.
Whiskey, baby.
Peace and love.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking. I was a little sweaty. Sorry. Ah, God damn it. Hold on. Hold on, I got it. Never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
Oh my god, Chad, play Twilight Zone to send us
out. Shit, I don't remember it. All right, bye. I'm done.
Love, peace, and love.
Hey, Chad. Chad, one more play God. Fly by Sugar Ray.